And welcome to the Wake Up Call TV show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
And I'm Pastor Warren Sally.
You can join us right here every second and fourth Sundays mm-hmm. on Access 21. Mm-hmm. The Wake Up Call is a universal show, mm-hmm. and it's designed to promote hope and healing from a mm-hmm. biblical worldview. Today's theme is love and marriage. Mm-hmm. Marriage is two imperfect people committing themselves to a perfect institution by making perfect vows from imperfect lips before a perfect God. I want to restate that. Marriage mm-hmm. is two imperfect people mm-hmm. committing themselves to a perfect institution by making perfect vows from imperfect lips mm-hmm. before a perfect God. That mm-hmm. sums it up.
Oh, my.
That sums it up. I love that.
Let's see what the Bible says about that. It says, according to the Bible, marriage is a sacred vow between a man and a woman.
Absolutely.
And let's look at Genesis 2:22-24.
Okay.
Then the Lord made a man from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. Mm-hmm. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of a man." That is why man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, and the two become one flesh.
Absolutely. That depicts what marriage is all about. Mm-hmm. You know, the leaving and the cleaving. Mm-hmm. He leaves his mother and wife, and he cleaves to his wife. Wow. And mm-hmm. they cleave one mm-hmm. to another as
That's
well.
Right. That's right.
Well, according to Proverbs 18:22, mm-hmm. he who finds a wife finds a good thing.
Amen.
I hope I'm your good thing.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well,
go ahead.
Did you know that mm-hmm. 50-66% of marriages mm-hmm. end in separation or divorce due to one or both spouses feeling stressed mm-hmm. or just tired? You know, mm-hmm. or people divorce today for all sorts of reasons. But what's most appalling to me is the fact that it's 50-60% mm. of marriages fail due to some type of problem.
Amen.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of that problem can be alleviated. Mm-hmm. If you learn how to stay friends.
Absolutely.
Throughout. Be friends.
Absolutely.
I know we all the time we laugh about this, but your dad, he told me, because, you know, I used to, you know, you do the flowers and, you know, the
wine and dine.
The whole nine, the wine mm-hmm. and dine. Mm-hmm. And he would always, he said, "Now, Vaughn," he called me Vaughn. He said, "Now, Vaughn, now, what it takes to get them, you had to keep doing that."
Yeah.
And I think that what we fell in love with, mm-hmm. What drew us together, mm-hmm. somehow we lose it in life situations mm-hmm. and situations that happen. We lose touch of each other as being friends.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a lot of that can happen that can, can lead to separation and mm-hmm. divorce.
And I think due to the fact that we have to live our lives, you know, we have so much competing for our time, such as work demand, raising a family, and that type of thing, until the marriage get tossed on the back mm-hmm. burner, and one or both spouses end up feeling even rejected at mm-hmm. some point in their marriage due to that. But what I love about this ministry is that we can help people realign mm-hmm. themselves through the Word of God and through our transparency.
Right.
And that's what we're hoping to do here.
Amen.
That's what we're hoping to
and
do
I'm,
here.
And I'm glad you said through the Word of God, because mm-hmm. everything we do, mm-hmm. the Word of God, the Bible, mm-hmm. is our foundation, mm-hmm. our base on everything.
Absolutely.
It's not the gospel according to Annie or the gospel according to Warren. It's based upon the Word of God.
Right.
Because one thing I found that, you know, you and I can have a disagreement mm-hmm. on our own theology.
Right.
But when you throw the word of God, when you throw the truth in, it's over.
It's a done deal. So we have to line up according to it.
Yeah.
And that makes me think about a farmer. You know, my dad farmed for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And the farmer puts a bit in the mouth of the animal to keep that animal aligned with the farming rows. You know, like if you're planting seeds or whatever, and you're using that animal to help you plow.
Right.
Well, the bit helps steer him in the right row. So when he gets off course, that bit helps pull him back. So the word of God is much like that. It helps steer us back to purpose. It helps steer us back to God's design for our marriage. So we thank God for that. Thank God for that. And that's why this is according to a biblical worldview, because God is the center. He's the center, and we want to keep focus. We want to keep him in that place. So because oftentimes we get off course because we lose sight of God in our relationship.
Right.
And we lose sight of who he is in our relationship. You know, the Bible says that two together, three chord string.
It's not easily broken.
It's not easily broken. And that means that God is the epic center of that union. So it's not broken easily, because he's a part of that union, and we keep that in our focus.
Yes.
You know, daily we keep him in our focus and a part of our marriages. Well, let's talk about problem solving. You know, in research, and according to research, I found out that problem solving is one of the major reasons why people separate or divorce. So let's talk about problem solving. What do you have here?
All right. Now, one of the points that I have here, first, and I mean, this is the foundation.
Okay.
Here. All couples have problems.
That's good. And we just want to make sure, you know, that our listeners hear this. You know, we've been married 28 years, but we have our ups and downs.
Oh, yes.
And we have our problems.
Yes.
But like we said, God is the center of our union. So then we go to the Word of God, and we listen to the Spirit of Christ inside of us when we err in our ways. And that Word of God help us to come back to the Word. What does the Word say about whatever the dispute is?
Amen.
And then what I have is couples who are most effective at solving problems work on them as a team. Let's talk about the team effort.
All right. Amen. Yeah, that's I love that team concept when you solve a problem, because, you know, if you're having problems as a couple, you can't solve the problem if I don't participate, and vice versa. So just like you always use the baseball analogy, you know, if you hit a home run, it's not Annie that hit the home run. You're doing it for the whole entire team.
It's my whole team. Is going.
If you win, I'm going to win.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
so
good.
So in order for the marriage to win, in order for God to get the glory, we have to work on our problems as a team and come together to find a solution.
That's good.
Because with one person trying to pull it, trying to figure it out, that's hard. It's hard. It's hard arguing by yourself.
Absolutely. That's why someone have to be the bigger person to help bring it to a resolve. And then I wrote down, not all problems can or need to be solved. And the reason I said that, because some problems can work, some problems an individual can work on without the spouse. For instance, and I wrote a for instance down. For instance, if we're arguing about maybe me not being a good housekeeper.
Okay.
Now, we're a unit, and we're a team. When you're away, and I've heard this complaint from you, over and over again, then I can work to resolve that issue by taking time out to do extra things and to make sure I tidy up the house. Mm-hmm. So in that instance, you don't have to always tell me to do it. I should take the initiative because it is a concern of the team. Mm-hmm. Because if it affects you, it affects me, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So I can work on that without you having to tell me, make sure you tidy up the house, make sure you vacuum the house, make sure you cook dinner. I can work on that individually.
Right.
And vice versa. You know, it, like one of the things we often talk about, keeping our dresser drawers neatly. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have to keep complaining to you about doing that, because that's one thing you can work on without me being present. Right. You know, she's always telling me this, so I'm going to make sure I keep this needy, or I'm going to make sure I pick up the towels, you know, when I get out of the shower, or whatever the instance is. But those are examples of things mm-hmm. that we can work on individually.
Right.
But it helps the team.
Right.
It strengthens the team.
But, you know, in going back to your illustration, mm-hmm. Now, I think that people married early, like from their 1 to 5 year mm-hmm. span, and mm-hmm. they're learning each other,
absolutely,
the habits and mm-hmm. and all these things. Mm-hmm. I've been with you long enough to know you are a tidy person.
Okay.
You like I said, you're really tidy, you're clean. Mm-hmm. And if, let's say, for tomorrow, you know, we've been married 20 years, let's say tomorrow I come home mm-hmm. and the house is in disarray, mm-hmm. Am I going to throw a hissy fit,
okay,
because the house is dirty? Mm-hmm. No, because the first thing in my mind is going to be, and what's wrong? Something mm-hmm. wrong? Mm-hmm. Do you need, mm-hmm. you know, you see what I'm saying? You know,
yes.
So if you be with someone else long enough, you get to know their parents and know that if something's out of place, then something is wrong.
That's good. I love the yeah. fact that you brought that up. And that's one of the things, babe, I can say that I've always loved about you, mm-hmm. because you have taken things like that into consideration. Mm-hmm. I mean, and one thing, God is the epic. He's the mm-hmm. center of our relationship and of our marriage. So just like you said, it's the Holy Spirit that moves you to know, hey, this is not her spirit. Mm-hmm. Something is wrong here.
Yeah.
So let me observe and let me ask to see what's wrong
yeah.
before I have an attack, mm-hmm. you know, because things are out of place.
Yeah.
And I think this is very important for us to learn, because we sweat over small stuff.
Right.
And one thing I love about our relationship as we grow, we don't sweat over the small stuff anymore.
That's it.
You know, we don't sweat over the small stuff. Who threw the towel on the floor? Who left the plate on the stove? We don't sweat over that.
Just,
if I find the plate,
just pick it up.
I pick it up. If you find it, you pick it up.
Yeah.
If you come home before me and the house is, you know, it's a mess, then you start the clean before yeah. I even get there.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to interject here, that marriage is a perfect ideal, mm-hmm. and that idea came from God.
Right.
But the people are imperfect.
Right.
You
just
know?
Participants.
Yeah. It's God's institution, and it's perfect in itself.
Right.
But the people that are participating in the marriage are imperfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to work to perfection, and we have to work to keep our union tight and mm-hmm. tidy. And we want to talk even more about that as we finish our problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
And what are some of the others you have?
Not every problem can be or need to be solved.
Okay.
Sometimes accepting and embracing your mate's differences are what's necessary.
Now that's good. That's mm-hmm. good. And I can attest to that,
mm-hmm.
that I have learned to embrace our differences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last time we talked about personality types.
Yes.
And our personalities are totally different. However, over the years, I have learned to embrace your personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a laid back type of guy. You like to have a little quiet time. You mm-hmm. like to have a little time to yourself. Oh, and yes, I don't have a problem with that. And we'll talk more about that as we talk about boundaries. Mm-hmm. But that's your personality type. Mm-hmm. So I embrace that. You know, I something really helped me to understand this concept. I love to come home. You know, after a long day's work, I love to come home, and because your home is like your castle. Right. So you come home, you can just take off your clothes and relax, you know, put on some sweats, watch a good movie, read a good book.
Oh, yes.
And I would do this, okay? Mm. And I, you know, and that was one of the best part of my evenings. Mm-hmm. And then one day I got home and something was out of place. And when you came in, I wanted to address what was out of place. And I thought to myself, now if home is your castle, you know, is it not his castle? Should he not feel as relaxed as you?
Yes.
And that thing, you know, a light bulb came on for me, and I was like, oh my gosh. And I guess what God was showing me, don't sweat the small stuff, you know? We're all looking to come home to the castle. We all want to relax and feel like we're at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't want to feel strain in our homes. We don't want to feel like we have to look over our shoulders, because this is home. Oh, we do that at work.
Yes.
You know? So that was one thing that really helped me. Amen. That was one thing.
I definitely ditto that, because irregardless to how bad it is beyond that door, when I close the door, I look forward to coming home, because just like you're saying, that's place of refuge, and I just get excited and happy because of knowing that I'm coming home to you, first of all.
Amen.
And then it makes me be more appreciative, because even though I'm at work, I'm still ministering to people that just want to talk, that talk about their home situations and which are in disarray. And it makes me even appreciate what I have even the more, because it makes me go back to thinking where we used to be way back when we first got married.
Yeah.
But I thank God that we came through all of that to where we can share with other people.
Yes.
Some of the tools and things that we've used the years.
That's
and still using. To me,
absolutely.
It's still a work in progress.
Yeah, absolutely. We will forever add to our toolbox, our marital toolbox, because it helps us. Mm-hmm. It helps our relationship. It helps us build stronger relationship and friendship. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to work on friendship and relationship. You can't just say it's one and done. No, you got to continue to work on it, and you have to look for ways to enhance it.
Right.
And that's what I love. And then I want to say something. You mentioned the fact that when you look forward to coming home, another thing that God gave me understanding about too over the years, women, I want you to understand, you set the thermostat. You have the power. You have the favor of God. You are designed by God to set the thermostat in your home. Okay, so if you want it ice cold, if you set it, that's what it's going to be.
That's it.
If you want to heat it up, then you have to set the thermostat. So stop sweating the small things and enhance your marriage by setting that thermostat. You know, what can I do to enhance this relationship from the door to the bedroom?
All right.
You know, we have that ability. You know, when you come in, you know, and I picked this up over the years, you know, growing up in my home. You know, when my dad got in that yard, my mom had a hot meal on the stove. We were clean. The house was clean. So it, you know, that was a great place to enter, you know? And so I grew up with that concept. I grew up with it. You know, oftentimes you will say, don't worry about cooking anything today or whatever. But You can never say that you walked in the house and there was nothing to eat.
Nope.
You may have said, mm-hmm. Don't worry about cooking. We'll go mm-hmm. out or I'll bring something in. Mm-hmm. But you don't just walk in the house and say, dang, you've been home all day. Where's the food?
Yeah, I know, right?
that's a bad temperature.
Yeah.
You know, it can only go downhill from there because you have that ability, you know, to set that thermostat. If you're not going to cook anything or if he's not going to bring anything, you know, at least make that connection to say, what's for dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you will call me and you say, babe, what's for dinner? And I'll say, well, I was going to cook such and such. And you say, nah, I don't feel like that tonight. Let's just go out or I'll bring something in.
Right.
But
see, all that was established before you walked.
Absolutely. So that thermostat was set.
Yeah.
It was set
early in that day.
No room for error.
No room for error. Mm-mm. No surprises.
That's right. That's right. Because that can really tick someone off. You know, you've worked 12, 14, 16 hours. You come home, the house is a mess. And now there's nothing to eat.
Yeah.
You know? So, and there's a lot of issues like this in marriages
mm-hmm.
because we forget our place and we forget the purpose of the union. You know, first of all, it's God's design,
mm-hmm.
but then we're to care over his design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are stewards in our marriage. We're even stewards unto each other, and then we're stewards unto God.
Yes.
So we have to look at it like that. Marriage is a ministry. You don't just drop the ministry. You got to keep it moving. You got to set that thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if I want it inviting, I have the ability and the power to set the stage.
All right.
Is that all right?
That's all right
with me. Amen. So what else do you have?
Talk
about it. For instance, you said some things we cannot change or should not be changed. So do you have any examples?
I think one would be, maybe your children that you bring in from a previous, marriage or relationship,
mm-hmm.
The fact that you have them,
mm-hmm.
will never change.
Okay.
But even in that, there are a lot of people that are dealing with different parenting styles
mm-hmm.
because it's not your child. And, you know, you can't tell my child what to do because it's not your, you ain't the dad mm-hmm. or you ain't the mom. Okay. Things like that, you know, how we parent them can change.
Okay.
But now the fact that they're here,
mm-hmm.
you can't change that.
That's good. That's good.
You can't change that.
That's good. And then one thing that does change over time, I like to talk about, is the fact that the kids grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're empty nesters now.
Yep.
You know,
hallelujah.
We're empty nesters. Our last daughter's in college. So we're actually enjoying being empty nesters
mm-hmm.
mainly because we have a relationship.
Right.
Mainly because we have a friendship. But it's easy to focus your attention elsewhere, and it's very easy to just focus your attention on the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And when those kids leave the home, we hear a lot of people feeling isolated and alone, and they lose their focus and their purpose because they don't have a relationship outside of their children.
Mm-hmm.
So they live vicariously through the children.
Mm-hmm.
But when the children leave the home, now they're getting a divorce or separation because
mm-hmm.
they lost sight of the relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but you're right, because that's not something that try to cultivate. Now, you know, we've had, you know, like you said, we've had hours and mm-hmm. We've had the football, the basketball mm-hmm. and all that mm-hmm. stuff, went through mm-hmm. all that stage, piano lessons and all that. But it's like you said,
mm-hmm.
But we still took the time to try to cultivate our marriage between the two. Because just like you said, you know, when people live vicariously through their children,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's about the soccer mom, mm-hmm. the soccer dad, it's about, you know, this and going this place and mm-hmm. go to that place. Even when at the dinner table, mm-hmm. we're talking about the children, mm-hmm. they, what they're doing, the grades.
Absolutely.
And now all the children are gone, and now the smoke clears.
There's no conversation because the conversation.
I see you.
Yeah.
And like, okay.
We can't talk about the kids. They're all grown. So what do we talk about?
What do we do? What do we talk about?
Yeah. But you know, one thing I can say too, babe, and I want to applaud you for, we actually work harder at the entrance of our, well, I don't say work harder, but we worked really hard, let me put it that way, at the entrance of our marriage, to the point that even though we were raising our kids, we would have random retreats. Right. And vacation, we would go on our vacation, we would go on our little retreats, and then we would take the family vacation. Mm-hmm. And I think that is so imperative. Even date night,
yeah.
You know, we purposely did those things. And I believe that was God's way of saying, you know, you have to work on your union as well.
Right.
Now,
that's correct.
If we don't get to do it as mm-hmm. often now, it really, it's good, but I think it was more relevant, or it was more needed back then, because we were learning each other and we had so many things competing for our time until, you know, you would say, hey, I think we need to go away for the weekend, mm-hmm. or we need to go away for the week. And I'm like, okay, why are we going away? You know, yeah. We got a big house here, and you know, I really don't want to take the kids anywhere else. But when I look back and I think about how those times prepared us for this season of our
yes.
lives, if we did not have that time early on, I don't know where we would have been today. Mm-hmm. I know we would have still been married because God is still the center, but I don't think we would have been as close as mm-hmm. we are. So those times really helped us prepare for the future.
Yes,
and prepare for what we have today, because over the years you have remained my best friend. Mm. You know, but we had to cultivate that.
Oh,
even
yeah.
with a natural best friend, you have to cultivate that. You have to check on that person. You have to be present in that person's life, mm-hmm. you know, so you have to do your work within the relationship. And what I'm saying here, we have done that work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have built that foundation. That was a strong foundation from the start, even though we had our little classes where we would come have our little conflict.
You're right.
But we did what was necessary when it came to building our relationship
yes.
and our marriage.
I agree. Hey.
Well, that concludes our time together.
Awesome.
Special thanks to our wonderful viewing audience. Please invite a friend to come back the next time. We're here second and fourth Sundays on Access 21.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So may God bless you, and remember,
this has been your wake-up call. Good night.
Good night.